This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
News with Chris Barnes.
Trouble with your cell phone service yesterday? Well, apparently the problem was with the massive T-Mobile network. The FCC says it's investigating the outage that affected customers coast to coast. The chairman of the FCC tweeting last night, the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have been restored as of earlier this morning. It was a big day for the LGBTQ community yesterday with a historic victory in a Supreme Court ruling. Human Rights Campaign Chief Alfonso David says it was a landmark decision for LGBTQ equality.
Federal law does protect LGBTQ people from being discriminated against at work, and no one should be denied a job or fired simply because of who they love.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the shooting death of a black suspect in Atlanta last Friday, the Atlanta mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has made some changes to police policy in that city. The mayor yesterday issuing several new orders, including:
if a police officer sees another officer using force, which is beyond reasonable under the circumstances, that they are duty-bound to intercede.
President Trump plans to be surrounded by law enforcement officials today at the White House when he signs an executive order concerning police reforms. He says the order will offer guidelines for new training on techniques that would be used in tense situations. The move follows the 3 weeks of nationwide protests over police brutality sparked by several recent cases involving black victims. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's father has died of COVID-19. He was 67. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
An American's been sentenced in Russia after espionage charges. Here's USA Radio's Jesse Edwards.
Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine accused of espionage in Russia, was found guilty and sentenced to 16 years in prison by a Russian court. His twin brother, David Whelan, spoke to reporters.
He was sentenced to 16 years hard labor for the crime of espionage, a crime that we don't believe was committed and for which there wasn't any evidence. The conviction was an obstacle. The Russian Federation wouldn't talk about releasing Paul until he was convicted. And so now that that has happened, we hope that the U.S. government will speak to the Russian government. We have had one phone call in the last 18 months. He was denied phone calls by the prison for most of the time.
Again, that's our Jesse Edwards with that report. Officials in South Korea report North Korea has now blown up the two countries' joint liaison office, which had been located near the border town of Kaesong. In recent weeks, the North has been condemning the South for allowing anti-North propaganda to be sent across the border via balloons and drones. The two sides have discontinued official communications. And next year's Oscars are being postponed because of the pandemic. The Academy is saying the 2021 Academy Awards will end up being presented on April 25th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live.
Well, hello, America. Hopefully by now you have grown to appreciate that we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, and that we have to call it for what it is. Very few places remain anymore these days that are not politically compromised, politically correct. Otherwise, finding ways to address things with some sort of pretzel logic that's not clean and simple and easily understood. It's quite confounding. I mean, look what's going on up in Seattle. It's just incredible to think that six blocks of a major city can be occupied by what used to be referred to as Chaz is now CHOP. I don't know if you heard that of late. They decided to change their name. And these are radical leftists in Seattle, which includes a former mayoral candidate. What does that tell you? Taken over six blocks of section of downtown, barred any police from entering, and they've established what they're calling the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone as Chaz, but which has now been changed to CHOP, which stands for Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. That's what's going on. Well, here to the end, in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, and who has always boldly laid out the truth for us, and quite wisely warning us of the threats that were abounding and that are here amongst us, is John Guandolo. John is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, and he's here to break it down very simply and directly for us. So get ready, take notes, and open up your ears, because your eyes are about to open up next. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir? John, are you there? Okay, there we go. Do we got John there? Okay, we got a little technical issue. See, this is what happens. You start bringing out the truth, and you have those nefarious little demons and gremlins that want to come in and put a knot in the cord so you cannot connect and bring out the truth. We're going to be talking about, defunding police, as well as Chaz, as I'd mentioned earlier. And how concerned should reasonable Americans be right now? Is this really about race and systemic racism in law enforcement as well? You know, what's the underlying issue? What's the true issue that we're dealing with right now? And John has, been consistent when he comes on the show, and any show for that matter, in his writings, is to make sure that we have a clear understanding of the truth. Now we have John connected again. John, are you with us?
Here you are.
Okay, great. John, I was just mentioning that you have been consistent, as we have in the show, in pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And as I laid out, whether we're talking about Chaz, which is now Chad up in Seattle, this systemic racism that not only is in law enforcement, I mean, you might as well just say systemic racism is in every aspect. It's so pervasive. I mean, that's what they're trying to tell us. And we look at the reality of our own experience and what we have gone through for decades now, and we go, wow, I think when it comes to race, are there shortfalls? Certainly. But we've come a long way. You know, you have more interracial marriages that's happening on, probably more successful black Americans, and I hate to bifurcate a portion of our American society with hyphens, and, you know, I've always resented that, John. I always look at us as that, you know, we are Americans. You know, we're all dressed in the same home uniform here, that we want to look at increasing the, you know, the reach, the prosperity, the success, you know, what our Constitution has outlined for us. And we want to expand that so that we all enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right?
Yes, and I want to make a, first of all, I appreciate the topic, but I want to make a real strong point for your listeners, and I know you know this because we've actually talked about this before, is that you know, the war that we're fighting against the communists and the jihadis is all about controlling the narratives. And the fact that we're having a discussion about this is exactly their driving point. Mm-hmm. They've got America focused on America's quote unquote systemic racism, which is a complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point, is that we're talking about something. They've got America talking about something that's not an issue while they are doing other things. Just like we were shut down on COVID. Mm-hmm. And now we know unequivocally, since the WHO, you know, came out and said it can't be transmitted with, if you don't have symptoms,
mm-hmm.
It's a very rare, was their quote in their official pronouncement, 3 months after the world shut down, because exactly that.
Exactly.
That they told us the reason we needed to shut down is we can't just quarantine sick people, because well people also have the
antibody.
Know, also can have,
right.
Coronavirus, which was a lie.
Right.
And this is the point. It's one thing after another. They utterly lied about Russia collusion, and now we know it was planned long before, just before the election. We know that now. Now, we knew it a few years ago, but now we unequivocally know with the testimonies. And so as it relates to this, they've got us talking about an issue that isn't an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using it to allow the communists to do things that require law enforcement and military intervention, and yet they've got law enforcement, literally police chiefs, to join them in letting communists and their collaborators burn down cities and kill their fellow officers, mm-hmm. while police chiefs, including NYPD's police chiefs, you know, gives them a hug and lays down or kneels down. It's disgusting. But I think that's the story, is that there is no system. There's no, as a matter of fact, there is no systemic racism against, you know, black Americans. That's a lie, and there's no evidence of it. Just because you have individuals who act like jackwagons and treat other people wrongly, that in no way is reflective. If you look statistically, and there are, I mean, Heather McDonald's article is probably the best.
Exactly.
Talking about systemic racism being a total lie.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to discuss.
Yeah, the thing is, though, John, what I was disappointed with the article in as much as that when you talk about systemic racism, you know, it's that old saying, you know, you point one finger, you got three coming back at you. If systemic racism exists, it's in the heart of all men, And it goes both ways. And it's not systemic necessarily as much as it is just racism. Systemic, you know, speaks of, you know, a certain foundational system that continues to repeat itself. But where that is repeated is in the hearts of men. And you cannot legislate that out of the hearts of men. We've been trying to do this from day one. Either we're going to hold to godly principles and the higher ideals that our Constitution talks about, which do address philosophically the hearts of men, and if we're willing to do that, then we can go a long way. But to talk about systemic racism, I agree with you and wholeheartedly that there is none that I can see, and certainly the numbers do not, as Heather pointed out, do not substantiate systemic racism.
That's absolutely right.
Okay, we've got to go to quick break. We've got more from John Guandolo after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Martinez. We have a country to save.
Well, let me give it to you straight, ladies and gentlemen. We do have a country to save, and we have to wise up and see what is happening. This isn't about systemic racism. This isn't about, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that. And all that's been hidden anyway. Basically, it's all sleight of hand. Nobody wants to talk about Black Lives Matter. Let me tell you, Black Lives Matter is not Martin Luther King's peaceful protest movement, all right? There's a huge difference. We spoke with Dr. Alveda King yesterday, and I think she laid it out very clearly for us to understand what is going on with Black Lives Matter. Interestingly enough, you know, John Guandolo, it was Black Lives Matter that visited the White House with Barack Obama a couple of dozen times. You know, what does that tell you in terms of where we are right now? And what it seems like, if I may run on for just a second more, is that America is being neutered in this whole process. I mean, where is the courage? Where is real law enforcement to protect our constitutional rights? I mean, it has absolutely been tied up and put in handcuffs right now to the point, well, to our own detriment, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with regards, if we just start with your first question about Mr. Obama and the White House meeting with Black Lives Matter. These are communist leaders in the United States. And now we know they're literally communist insurgents, communist insurrectionists. And that's who he was having in the White House. But he was also having Muslim Brotherhood leaders in the White House and Hamas terrorists in the White House. So that shouldn't be a shocker that he would have communists in there as well.
Mm-hmm. These are anti-Americans. These aren't even citizens of America by and large, are they, John?
Well, we have, if you're talking about the leaders of like Black Lives Matter, which is a communist organization, and I think that's something that, you know, we have put out one and we're getting ready to put out a second one today, short 3-minute videos just to help people understand that Black Lives Matter is a communist organization. It's one of the organizations created by the largest communist, which is backed by the Chinese, by the way, organizations in America, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, which is actually an umbrella group for many organizations. And out of that, leaders from Freedom Road Socialist Organization, Patrice Cullors, Opal Tometi, and Alicia Garza, leaders of these communist organizations, end up creating Black Lives Matter, claiming it to be a civil rights organization, but it's a communist front. Mm-hmm. That's not up for debate. Somebody who says, no, they're not, you're just flat out wrong.
Right.
So that's what we need to look at. And if it's a communist organization, then why do we even care what they're asking for? Because we know it's hostile.
Mm-hmm. And you say this is all being orchestrated by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party.
A large part of it is Freedom Road Socialist. They're obviously, you know, the International Communist Party is not merely China, but it's China right now on the world stage is the leading edge of everything we got going on. Obviously, the COVID global, quote, pandemic, which is, you can argue, is obviously coronavirus is a real virus. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is it is not merely just a sickness, because if it were, based on the numbers and based on the way we now know, because we now have the truth, it actually transmits, you know, it's a little worse than the 2017 flu virus.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it certainly didn't require the kind of thing. But what happened is the Chinese, at a political and informational and a propaganda, they launched a global propaganda campaign. Well, it's the same thing. As soon as that died out, what happens? You know, now we've got an incident that they just turned the switch. And here in the United States, you've got, you know, as if America is the most racist nation on the planet. This is just nonsense. Not to mention, you know, if we want to talk about systemic racism, you know, Islam still promotes slavery, but you can't say that, because if you say that, you know,
you're labeled one of many different labels, but that
and it becomes hate speech. Yes, because then you get to enter into the club of invalidation and you're canceled.
Right. And that's when we talk about controlling the narrative, and that's how they are intending to win this war. I mean, right now we have our, just as a 15 second side note, my vice president, who's a combat veteran of Iran, Afghanistan and Iraq, John Bennett, retired Marine first sergeant who spent 8 years in the Oklahoma state legislature as a representative, is going to speak on the 27th of June, in Dodge City, Kansas. And you've got Hamas and the communists coming out of the woodwork to shut it down and threaten the venue and threaten the host. It's a candidates forum for congressional candidates and Senate candidates. And so this is what they do. They come after you to force somebody to shut these things down because they say it's Islamophobic, it's bigoted, it's all this. I just say, show us where we're wrong.
Right.
Show us that something we say about Islam or the communists. Show me that Black Lives Matter isn't communist. Show me that Islam doesn't teach that its core function is to wage war against all non-Muslims until Islam's dominant on the earth. So with its core normative teachings. So the fact that we can't speak truth, and what's happening mostly, Bill, is that Americans, but mostly American leaders, are self-censoring out of fear and cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
And this has got to stop. This is why we have said, and I've said on the show, the number one thing we have to do is speak truth boldly in love about these threats to defend truly innocent people.
Well, there are some people, as you say, leaders who have been neutered, and out of fear they're not saying anything. But you have other leaders, particularly in the Democratic side, that are all in. I mean, they have the delusion, after everything settles, that, Nancy Pelosi is going to be queen. Hillary Clinton is going to, regain her prominence, back in the social square. And all will be well once and for all, but that's never the case. I mean, in history, when you look at, the early leaders, what happens to those, they end up getting eliminated. But they're right now of the delusion that somehow they're going to regain power and control. And so they're all in doing all kinds of things, even at a local level. John, I'm here in Florida and I'm seeing where there is a concerted effort in a part of Florida that they're eliminating all Republican supervisors for election precincts. They're eliminating all Republican leaders who have been in the job. They're getting rid of them and putting Democrats in place. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me it's exactly what is going on. This is not about a pandemic. It's not about Russia collusion. It's not about racism. This is about control of the state and power. Mm-hmm. These are totalitarian statists that seek to take control unlawfully. And everything they're doing is a part of that. And I think, as I've said on this show before, I think it's worth mentioning, I don't think the problem are the communist/Democrat party. I don't think the problem are the jihadis and the jihadi leadership. The problem are people who call themselves Republicans, who are cowards and who are unprofessional and who are failing to do their duty to defend the Republic and the Constitution, the rule of law, and liberty. That's the problem. You've got one guy, the President of the United States,
and
a one-man army standing in D.C., and he's surrounded by advisors that, number one, do not understand what we're up against. I can tell you that directly. I have firsthand knowledge of that. And he's standing there and he doesn't. I think if this were explained to him in 15 minutes, he would be behaving much differently.
The president even more so.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we would probably see some heads rolling out, but you're exactly right. I mean, at this point, I mean, like anything, when you go to take over an organization, if you tie up the strong man, you've got your way. And Donald Trump is slowly but surely being surrounded and handcuffed in this process. Is he not, or am I missing something?
You're not missing anything. And you can tell by the actions he's taken. He does not understand the coordinated effort at the ground level and at the national level by the Islamic movement and by the communists. And they're working together. We've explained that in articles and videos You know, again, I encourage people to go to understandthethreat.com, read our articles on the blog, look at the videos on our YouTube channel, follow us, sign up for the newsletter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trouble with your cell phone service yesterday? Well, apparently the problem was with the massive T-Mobile network. The FCC says it's investigating the outage that affected customers coast to coast. The chairman of the FCC tweeting last night, the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have been restored as of earlier this morning. It was a big day for the LGBTQ community yesterday with a historic victory in a Supreme Court ruling. Human Rights Campaign Chief Alfonso David says it was a landmark decision for LGBTQ equality.
Federal law does protect LGBTQ people from being discriminated against at work, and no one should be denied a job or fired simply because of who they love.
And this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you the one thing about the truth, it can rattle you, to your subconscious, no doubt. And this is what's happening, how we are being surrounded. I mean, think about the game that is being played here. I mean, this isn't a time for checkers, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing chess on a multi-level chessboard. And you've got to watch all these pieces, and that's why John Guandolo is so instrumental in leading us to the truth, because there's nothing held back here. You've got to see it for what it's worth. And it doesn't stop there. Listen to what's coming up here now. I don't know if you saw this in the headlines. New York City Parks Department workers cleaning the bathroom with U.S. flag. Now, this is on the heels of everything that is America that's being challenged, that we're being told that is systemically problematic. You know, we've got the NFL bowing to people that want to disrespect the flag. Drew Brees can't even speak to his heart from his heart anymore and just say, hey, look at, when I put my hand over my heart and stand in respect to the flag, I do so because of what it represents. His own family members, other members, Gold Star families who do not have family members around their dinner tables anymore because they paid the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy and for the continuation of our U.S. Constitution. This is what we stand for. But no, it's all being disrespected to the point that it's okay for New York City Parks Department workers to clean the bathroom with our flag. Curtis Sliwa joins us now. Curtis is the founder of the Guardian Angels. And the Guardian Angels, which we talked to Curtis before, had just been doing an incredible amount of service to the homeless, to people in New York City. They've done it as, you know, the spirit of Guardian Angels have done that. And, of course, Curtis says this is something that he learned from his parents. They were examples, and he carries this example forward to the people of New York City and to everybody else that knows about the Guardian Angels. Curtis, great to have you back with us. How are you?
I've had better days, as you pointed out, just one setback after so many setbacks of late. And remember, all of this was one day in advance of Flag Day, where we honor the Stars and Stripes. And meantime, think of it. We don't even teach our children the significance and the importance of our U.S. flag. Most people did not know it was Flag Day this past Sunday, the 14th.
Right.
They have no idea of the significance and importance. And so when you see employees of the City of New York and the Parks Department deciding to use the American flag to mop the floor during the coronavirus problem, which they have to do every few minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then when they're confronted by a veteran who went in there to take advantage of the facilities, their response to the veteran is, oh, it's just a symbol. Why are you getting all bent out of shape? Well, that's when we took it on as a cause. We not only publicized it, but the following day on Sunday, Flag Day, we not only flew huge American flags outside of the men's room on Coney Island's boardwalk, which has tremendous foot traffic, but we also convinced a number of Puerto Ricans who were celebrating what would have been the annual Puerto Rican Day parade that day, as it is each year, to actually fly huge American flags instead, which they did, and it really sent a message to the general public that was passing by that that will not be tolerated.
Curtis, what is that saying right now about our I mean, you're talking New York City Parks Department workers, and when you reported them, it was Atlas Shrugged. I mean, they could care less. What is this saying about the condition of America right now with all that's going on? I mean, we just had a conversation with Understanding the Threats, John Guandolo, and he's been pointing this out for a long time. He has been sounding the alarm that this is a concerted communist movement, whether it's Black Lives Matter, Antifa, what's going on in Seattle right now, New York City, what it was announced yesterday, 600 plainclothes police officers being reassigned, taken off of duty. You know, we're losing our minds here, and we are putting America at peril, Curtis.
Well, you know, history repeats itself. I'm 66 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the 60s and 70s. We saw the same set of circumstances, except we didn't have a 24-hour cable news cycle. We didn't have the technology that brings everything live to us from all over the world simultaneously. That was pretty much the difference. As you remember, the flag was desecrated back then. The United States Supreme Court upheld the right of an individual, which was part of the First Amendment right of free speech, to burn an American flag if they wanted to. But this wasn't that. It wasn't a political act. It was the fact that we have men and women who are now hipsters and millennials who went through a school system that did not train them in American history, did not teach them about this flag. This flag unites all of us, as diverse as we are, as opinionated as we are, as adversarial as we are, under that one flag. And that is not being taught. And again, the problem I had was also that hundreds and hundreds of people passing by didn't even know it was Flag Day. When I was a child, we would walk into the assembly hall of the public school I attended. We had the American Legion in and their auxiliary, the female members, explain to us the history of the flag, the importance of proper disposal when it's shredded or it's been damaged. And then afterwards, we'd walk through the streets flying American flags. The neighbors had their American flags out. It was patriotic. It was symbolic. But it also brought us all together. Mm-hmm. I don't see that any longer. When's the last time you saw any kind of parade or gathering on Flag Day.
Right. No, you're exactly right, Curtis, and the mainstream media was quite muffled on this. It's as if, because of all that's going on right now with the NFL and NASCAR and everything, that it seems somehow is fashionable to attack Old Glory. And it is unbelievable. And maybe we just need to fight this out and debate it out in such a way that we realize that there are more people who stand for the flag and believe in it. And I think part of the problem is, Curtis, you know, when you think about how many people, you know, when you go in the military and you come out of the military, that flag is so sacred to you. And this is why for a long time, I got to tell you, going to sporting events and watch people, you know, they're more interested in walking away and chomping on their hot dog and talking. And I mean, I'm constantly telling people, you know, hey, you got to we're in the national anthem here. Have respect for the flag. You know, stop. Quit moving. And, you know, you see players out on the field doing the same thing, moving around and not respecting the flag. But, you know, when you consider military people who have participated or, you know, citizens who have participated in the military, we're talking less than 1%. So it's no wonder that they have such, you know, casual disdain about the flag. And then, of course, all reinforced by what Goodell and the NFL are doing and even Drew Brees. I did not get an offense. I wasn't offended by what Drew Brees had to say. I thought he captured the moment, but then he walked it back, and I didn't understand that, Curtis.
Well, it's capitulating to mob rule. Look at it. Just within the last days, the statue of Thomas Jefferson toppled outside of the school named in his honor in Portland. A move in Boston to remove the Abraham Lincoln statue that is on the Boston Common in front of the State House. Abraham Lincoln, you know they're coming for the flag.
Right.
You know that's next. Mm-hmm. They'll either want to redesign it, abolish it, create a new flag, but it's just all part and parcel. The mob, it's like, remember, Robespierre, the Paris Commune, off with their heads.
Exactly.
And eventually what happened to the main agent provocateur, Robespierre, they turned on him and chopped off his head. This is anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happens when you have a movement led by people you don't even know. All of a sudden, it could be one voice. I remember with Kate Smith, God Bless America. Kate Smith!
Yes.
All of a sudden, they toppled her statue outside of the Philadelphia Spectrum. I thought, well, what did she do?
Right.
She sang God Bless America. My beloved New York Yankee said she'll no longer be heard singing the rendition of God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. And I said, who's complaining? What group? No
yes.
answers. But see, this is part of mob rule.
Exactly.
This is part of anarchy.
Got to leave it there. Curtis Sliwa, we always appreciate you coming on. Stay in touch. He's the founder of the Guardian Angels in New York.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603D77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Package start at $39.99 monthly site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It is madness, ladies and gentlemen, and it is raining. Its ugly head is lifted up and just waiting to be lopped off. But if we the people just stand by and let it happen, look, at this is just the beginning of what could be worse things to happen. In talking with Curtis Sliwa, you got a little bit of taste here. I mean, he's a guardian angel there for years in New York City, seeing what's going on, the way the flag is disrespected. Another thing we didn't get a chance to talk about was this latest report that you've got NYPD cops intentionally poisoned with bleach in their drinks from the Shake Shack in Lower Manhattan. And the numbers of police who have died since this unrest has begun is mounting here. You know, this is what happens when we're allowed, when evil and lawlessness is allowed to run amok. And I'm afraid, as John Guandola pointed out, that this is the beginning. And if leadership, I mean, really, this is a call for the president, because he seems to be the only one that is blocking, you know, these nefarious actions that are taking place in our country today, this lawlessness that's taking over, and the heck with, these mayors and governors who are kowtowing. They don't even realize, and the Democratic Party as well. I mean, they are notably silent on this at the expense of we the people. This is what's going on. This is extremely dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Well, with us right now, we'll get out of danger for just a moment and talk about Sam's Corner. She's the good news girl, so we got to talk about some good news. And I say we got to, because we got to balance all this bad news with us right now. And she's back with us. Samantha Mao joins us. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing good this morning. Just, you know, trying to get through this rain. It seems to be raining everywhere here. And
is it?
I think maybe it's just a tough time in general. It's rainy weather and kind of a chaotic country right now. So I'm happy to bring you some things that aren't so sad.
Yeah, maybe we can have more rain all over the place and get rid of this toxicity that has come upon our environment here. Let's start off with this one. This is your first story as a Texas high school football coach. Made a powerful declaration to his players. Says, your skin color, your race, your religion, that's not going to divide us. Tell us about that.
That's right. Jason Glenn, he's a coach at Klein Oak High School in Texas. And he gave a speech that ended up going viral to his players. And he's talking to them. And he said that in the wake of all this, after George Floyd's death and all the riots and all that kind of stuff, he noticed his players kind of looking at each other differently. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, the stuff that's going on in our country right now, it's not going to divide us. Your skin color, your race, your religion, it won't divide us. We're not going to do that. We're not going to allow it. Mm-hmm. And he said that he could see that these things going on in the news, he said, it's changing us. And you don't need to let the media or society or anybody tell you who to hate.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up to one of the other coaches and he embraces him. And it's a white guy. So Jason is a black man. Mm-hmm. And he goes up to another coach who is a white guy. And he said, this guy right here, he's my brother. You know, ever since I got here, he's looked out after me. And you know why? Because I judge him on his character and his heart. And he just, it's one of those things. It's like just the speech you need right now. It's an epic speech. And I hope that his players really were listening to what he had to say, because it's such a shame for something that had nothing to do with anybody on that field to divide them.
Exactly. Well, the players, and as you say, not only the players, but America needs to hear this rallying cry in this speech. It reminds me of what Coach Bill McCartney, the former head coach for the Colorado Buffaloes, and it was the same thing. I mean, he addressed this issue. He says, look, we got to come together as a team, you know, shoulder to shoulder, back to back. I remember parts of it, you know, clearly. It was inspiring. It elevated, you know, all the team members, you know, down to the ball boy and the towel boy, okay, that, hey, this is a team effort, and they all had to come alongside each other and be focused. And this is the speech that America needs to hear right now, that it isn't about the color of it. I mean, truly, what Martin Luther King and his legacy, what he gave us, is so rich. But keep in mind, you know, what's being perpetrated out there, this is not, you know, Martin Luther King's protest, peaceful protest. This is something more nefarious. This is something that is going to the very root and foundation of America. And if we don't take a stand united against this tsunami that's coming at us from all directions, and as John Guandola stated earlier, Sam, this is truly a communist plot. I mean, when you think about it, of what the Chinese Communist Party has done first with COVID, and how they're part and parcel with what's happening and how they are orchestrating the Black Lives Matter movement, it's no surprise. Start connecting the dots and take a look at reality. And we're fighting a nefarious and evil force here, and we need to open our eyes to see what's going on, because things are being, you know, that are just basic, endemic, you know, to our culture and our citizenship, like the American flag in New York City. I mean, New York City workers, and we're not talking some hobos out there. We're talking workers for the New York City, you know, department. They're out there using the flag to wipe up feces and urine. And exactly. Their attitude is like, so what? Hey, it's just a flag. You know, what are you upset about? You know, but this is where we are right now.
I saw where they tore down a statue of Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, I wonder how far it's going to go and how
you,
much.
You and 99% of America says, where does this stop?
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, we've got a group taking over six blocks in Seattle right now, a major city in the United States. They've taken over, and they're now CHOP. You know, they're an occupied group. And, you know, this has got to stop. This can't continue. This isn't the American way of life. The businesses, the employees that want to get back to work, you know, they're unable to do that. They have their own little city and their own little applied justice, you know. And I saw yesterday where the leader was telling all the white people, he says, look, and I know you. I know who you are. And you better give $10 to every black person as reparation, as the first step to reparation in his eyes, in his perception. That's being dictated there. So this is absolutely madness. Now, your next story, you have black or white, relax and have a beer. Best friends start a movement in their neighborhood. Tell us about this.
That's right. So Benjamin Smith, who's white, and Marcus Ellis, who's black, they both set up some lawn chairs in their neighborhood up in New York when all this started going on. And, you know, Smith, actually, he was a former Marine. And Ellis, they both came from very different backgrounds. But when all this started happening, they became friends at their job. And when all this started happening, they just decided, you know what, we're just going to go out there. We hate what's happening in our country. You know, Smith fought for their freedom and for everybody's freedom, for a just America. And they decided, we're just going to sit out here. We're going to have a conversation. And they didn't really expect it to go viral. They just put a sign out and it said, black, white, doesn't matter, have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And or relax and have a beer. And I just thought that was such a great idea. And it didn't just kind of start a conversation in their neighborhood. It started a conversation around the country.
Wow.
And I think that's kind of what we need to do a little bit more often, you know, just sit down and have a conversation. If you understand even if you don't agree with somebody, right, if you could just understand where they're coming from.
Exactly.
I think that's kind of like what the problem has been. It's like, certain people feel like they can't speak, or, you know, certain like louder voices are being the ones that are amplified, and that's not how everybody feels, but it's like the squeaky wheel is getting the grease.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the way to stop these things from happening is for more people to speak up.
Right, exactly. The silent majority cannot stay silent anymore. I mean, reason needs to prevail. It needs to come out of the houses of Main Street America onto the streets to be a blessing, because America is anemic when it comes to, you know, common sense and critical thinking, at least what's being displayed right now, as you say, by a minority group and people coming together and having a beer and talking and demonstrating, hey, look at this is what unity looks like. And we need to have unity, because in unity, we will truly be free, not with what Antifa and Black Lives Matter is starting to promote. You got another story here where a store owner who lost everything to looting hopes to reopen after donations pour in. What a lifeline for him, and an example, again, of good winning out over evil here, Sam.
That's right. So Hak-Tong Kim, he is a small business owner. He owns City Fashions up just outside of New York, or not New York, I'm sorry, Chicago. Mm-hmm. And he's in Bronzeville, Chicago, actually. And when a bunch of looters came in and destroyed his business, his brother even got attacked. When it was happening, unfortunately, they made it home safely, but there's about $350,000 worth of stuff that was destroyed or taken. And, you know, I think sometimes people disregard tearing down business because they're like, insurance will cover it. Not that that doesn't affect people too, but somehow it justifies it in their mind. But Kim's daughter posted a video and she was talking about how, you know, her parents were first generation Korean immigrants. And they had worked so hard, and insurance wasn't going to cover this.
That's right.
Well,
insurance doesn't cover employees, the loss of income for employees.
No, it doesn't cover that. It doesn't and it wasn't going to cover the things that were destroyed there. And I mean, even if it does, that insurance company, where is that money coming from? It just doesn't work that simply. But it was just really sad to see, because to me, basically, Kim and his family, they're the American dream. They come here, they work really hard. Mm. And they provide a life for themselves. And fortunately, after his daughter posted a video, and she was saying her dad was always an optimist, but he was just like, I think I'm just going to give up. People got together for a GoFundMe, and so far they've raised $200,000, and he's considering opening back up the store, and I hope he does.
Well, hopefully he does. So many more stories to talk about, but you got to go to Sam's Corner to be in the flow of the know. A hero bus driver saves an elderly woman from an attacker. Sumo wrestlers rescue a woman drowning in the river. Hey, you want to see something really cute and inspiring? Take a look at the parents of toddlers in this viral hugging video, and they're speaking out. This and much more at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com, and she's here every week to give us the latest on these viral videos that are spreading, you know, faster than the pandemic. Yes, the one and only good news girl, Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products
products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS.